Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Well, when you look at the end of this police pursuit, which just ended in Santa Clarita, two guys eventually got out of the alleged stolen car and ran through some sort of apartment complex. I saw people scurrying away. Apparently, there was a little girl in the pool, and her mother or somebody was ushering her away from the scene. They did arrest the two. They finally gave up and just laid there until they'd been cuffed. But the way they were driving, I mean, it always brings up that question. Do you really want to go crazy chasing people for a stolen car?
100 miles an hour they were going.
I know, because they could have killed themselves, and you know, maybe you don't care about that, but they could have killed innocent people driving around on the roads.
Wrong way on Major Boulevard.
But
there,
the other
Santa
side of me
Clarita.
Says, I don't want them to get away. We can't let people think that just because they out, you know, they race against the cops, you know, you're going to give up.
The scary was they're running through this this housing development and jumping over fences, running through people's yards and walkways and alleyways.
Isn't Santa Clarita like all housing developments?
Yes, up there. It is.
All these humongous, every house looks the same developments.
It's what it looked like from the helicopter shot.
Yeah, exactly. So another half-hearted, exciting chase is over in, this is in Santa Clarita. The Moist Line is coming up day after tomorrow. So if you'd like to be a part of it, we understand there's room. We'd be happy to take your calls. You can, of course, use the TalkBack feature on the iHeartRadio app, the little microphone. Or the toll-free number is 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Now, here's what we're going to do before we end this segment and come back for the next one. Not right now. We're going to start to take the calls, John, for the gas card.
Oh, Eric.
So we're not doing this on the air or the fly where you announce the number and Ray's trying to screen the calls and we want to move on. We're going to give the whole break for him to line up the people. You get it?
Well, you think you can control the world. Go ahead.
Well, I just think after listening to this for a few days, people this is a better option and a better chance.
People aren't going to do what you want them to do.
They're not going to call?
They don't respect your authority. They don't expect.
Well, then they don't get the gas card.
No, wait. We didn't even get to that part. As usual, because he's kind of dyslexic, he's way ahead.
Eric says, stop calling the Moist line and stop using the talk back. That's not the place to be begging or expecting.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So many people.
Yeah. See, the whole thing's gone haywire.
It's really not that difficult.
I don't know why. This was the simplest contest we've ever had. And nobody
stats. What do the stats show, John Cobalt? You've been in the business long enough to know. Less than 1% of all the people listening actually call a radio station.
I know.
So we're dealing with the very strange minority.
Yes, I know.
To begin with.
With such a vast audience, though, that's a lot of bodies.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying let's not generalize about everybody. But
Look, the subset that participates in this stuff, they're out of control.
Yeah, but Monday people knew what they were doing, right, Ken? We got good calls on Monday. They got it. So what happened?
Monday, you're talking about the tongue bath.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. But yesterday, it completely broke down, and they all begged, which I don't care what they do. This is what I'm going to say. Why don't we just freestyle it?
Okay.
Whatever you want to do to get the gas card. You want to beg?
Right.
You want to praise us? You want to make a speech? You want to sing? You want to dance?
You could send Eric nude pictures.
No, dancing works on radio.
Yeah, I don't think dancing would work.
I'd rather not.
Eric will take the naked pictures, too. Maybe that'll...
What are you doing? What did you just...
send Eric naked pictures.
Why? What are you picking on Eric for?
He might.
Is he that lonely?
He's single. You got anything going on right now?
I'm single, but I don't know if I need naked pictures from the listeners.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. We'll see.
We'll try to.
Should I give out his cell number? You can sext him.
George and Downey has something for you.
George and Downey.
Hey, look at this.
Wow. Okay. Do you ever notice Deborah Mark John just takes us right down the dirty road?
Oh, I know.
Minutes
always.
Out of what we're freaking talking about.
I know. He is a horn dog.
He really is. He's become like this dirty old man.
So true.
Can we talk about something sexy?
What? I'm talking about a...
Yeah.
Well, we were just talking about how people could win a $100 gas card. You turned it into naked pictures.
You came up
I rest my case.
You came up with the tongue bath
But
idea.
He didn't mean it that way. Remember, he explained that to you.
Oh, he always tries that angle. I didn't mean it that way. This is out of context. in case you haven't heard, or in case you care, the federal mask mandate on planes, trains, or like the way this is described, and travel hubs. Anyway, which a judge in Florida voided the other day, the Justice Department's appealing her decision. So... I don't know whether or not this will take a day or several days, but it'll be a federal appeals court.
Right, but
we'll hear the Justice Department's arguments. We'll allow the CDC to continue to put out a mask mandate.
Give up. By the way, just from a political standpoint, shouldn't he give up? I was reading an article about his approval ratings. You know, his approval rating from independents are 26%.
That's not good.
Right. Yeah. You want to impose a mask mandate again now when you're at 26%? Jeez.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a suicide machine.
That doesn't make any sense.
Clearly most people don't want it. I saw nothing but cheering on the planes.
Look, I saw polls that say most people do want it.
I think people lie to the polls. I really do.
Because
I see most people not wearing them. So I think people just are giving the proper answer to the pollster. I don't think it represents their behavior, not even close, based on what I'm seeing.
This is true. We found this out at sporting events where they were allegedly mandated. But
that's right. You were there for the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, nobody had a mask.
Okay. No. That's a nice focus group of 70,000 people.
Yeah, that's... I think, especially with sporting events where you want to cheer and enjoy a drink or whatever, you don't want to be saddled with a mask.
In an election year, I wouldn't be bringing this issue up. Not even a whiff of it. Let alone an appeals court case.
And based on what you said, you're right, because Democrats who apparently still support the masks will vote for him anyway.
Yeah.
But it's that middle, that independent side where you need to keep it open to get votes.
You know what?
That's a loser for him.
He makes the wrong decision every time.
And isn't that what Obama said about him?
Yep.
He just has a stink about him that he's always a loser on stuff.
He is.
What was it? He's an F-up? Was that the term?
Don't underestimate Joe's ability to F anything up. Or F this up.
That was apparently a quote from Obama about Biden years ago.
Yeah, Can you imagine if you just watch Obama operate for like 3 minutes? Do you think he had any meaningful conversation with Biden that he enjoyed?
No, I always imagine it as, oh, don't send this guy in here again.
It's like talking to a block of wood.
This may not seem the case, but from what I've read, Obama doesn't have a lot of patience, and he does not like to sit there and listen to people filibuster.
Right.
And Joe's the kind of guy that's going to sit down and tell his train story or something, right?
Drunk guy at the bar. Joe, you told us the Amtrak story 15 times. We heard it. Yeah.
Yeah, I always remember.
Hang on.
Early in the Obama presidency in the first term, remember, I think it was in Massachusetts, there was some sort of racial story that became big news about a professor. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, the Harvard professor who'd gotten
something.
Cop came to his doorway, yeah.
I remember they sent Biden in to sit down and have a beer and just, that's how they see Biden.
You're just
a friendly guy who can smile and pat people on the back and make them feel better, but you're not really worth anything other than that.
I'll tell you, that should be held against Obama for the rest of his life, that he resurrected Joe Biden. Joe Biden was headed for the political grave, and then Obama revived him to be the vice president.
That's how Trump put it. Was it the trash pile?
Yeah, from the trash heap.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. You call this toll-free number. While we're on the break, let's see if we can find three people to meet the John and Ken panel of judges. 1-800-520-1534. That's the only number you use to get the $100 gas card on this show.
All right.
Do not call the Moist line. Do not use the talkback feature of the Moist line. That is not going to get you anywhere.
Do whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Yeah, this is free form. Freestyle, what do they call the Olympics? Freestyle swimming?
Yes, exactly.
All right, so however you want, if you want to beg, you can beg. If you want to praise us, you can praise us. If you want to sing, if you think you've got talent, you want to tell a joke, it's only 30 seconds.
Jesus.
Deborah Moore's laughing. What? It's a little talent show.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, great. Now we got American Idol.
Well, it's only going to be three people, so I got to kill you two. All right, let's see how this goes. I know, this is going to be a...
How long have we given these things out?
This is going to be a cluster bleep. I think another week or so. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right. Well, this is the time of the show that we've been giving away the $100 gas card. So we've invited you to call our toll-free number. We're going to line up three people. It turns out sometimes we have to eject somebody and bring in a fourth.
Or a fifth.
A fifth even. 1-800-520-1534. And we'd hope to use the time away with the commercial break there to... get three people lined up. Now, what we're doing today is free form. Apparently, yesterday we tried to do something different again. We did it Monday at work, but yesterday people still begged. Now I understand they're calling the Moist line to beg, which will get you nothing.
All right. Do whatever you want. Let's just get through this here. All right. It's 30 seconds. We judge, and we have Raquel as the first.
Hi,
you're on. You got
awesome.
30 seconds.
You guys. You guys are my favorites, and I'm going with the begging. So I'm a hairstylist in San Diego. My business was closed, as you know, much of the last couple years. So business was slow for a while. Just when it started to pick back up, now we have inflation, and my clients are cutting back because they can no longer afford to get color. So it's been really tough on my industry, and I've been at every protest listening to you guys. Working with Let Them Breathe and the Libertarian Party here.
All right. Okay. There you go.
What was her name?
Raquel.
Raquel, right. Just like Raquel Welsh.
Who's next? All right. We're going to go with Erica. Erica, you're on the John and Ken show. You got 30 seconds. Make your case for a free $100 gas card.
Okay. Hey, John and Ken, you guys rock. I'm up in Big Bear Lake, California. We don't get very many radio stations up here, and you guys actually come in and out on my drive to work all the time, but I listen to you anyway because I think you're awesome. You make sense. That's what the world needs right now, and yeah, I just love you guys. You're funny and sarcastic, which is a big A+.
Oh, thank you. There we go. It's what we were looking for yesterday.
It's kind of a combination of...
Let's go to Jay. You're on the John and Ken show on KFI. You got 30 seconds. Make your case for the gas card. Eh?
Respect for me. So I'm going to be begging.
Time. I screwed. Start again.
You didn't have them on.
Start again.
Oh, okay.
You weren't on the air. Go.
Sorry. Sounds good. All right. So again,
Much respect and gratitude. Thank you so much for all the real talk that you present. Independent thinkers here, that's what it's all about. Now, I was originally going to beg as well, and I'll just start by saying that I am an underpaid millennial. I help my family. My father lost his job, so I help him out as well, in addition to my real job. Again, anything that can help us get by, much appreciated. Thank you.
Wow, very good. Thank you. I like that.
Well, it was brief. Yeah, I don't know that it was detailed enough for my taste.
He's helping his dad, though. He's out of work.
The father's out of work?
Yeah, the father's out of work. So he's working for not only himself, but also to take care of his dad. I think that's really sweet.
Are you lobbying here?
Well, we're going to have to vote now.
Well, I know, but you're giving almost your opinion.
I'm thinking I'm going to vote for Jay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you go first.
All right, I'm going to vote for Jay.
Mark, what are you going to do?
I'm going to go with Raquel.
So am I.
All right.
Look at that. We beat him again.
Oof, heartless. All right.
I thought Raquel sounded the most. Was she a hairdresser? Right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's a hairdresser.
And I know. Of course, I've talked to
all
others.
The stupid salon.
Oh, yes. That's right. Deborah's got a thing for hairdressers.
Well, no, I know. They were hit hard with
all right, Raquel. I vote for you, too.
Oh, yeah. He wants to be on the winning side now.
I'm a bandwagon jumper. Congratulations, Raquel.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
That was good, and that was
very good.
Very appreciated. That was gratitude. You can hear it.
That's good. Well, look, you're going to get – and you keep fighting. It's good that you're showing up to all the protests and getting involved politically.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I will. And listening to you guys keeps me sane because the rest of the world makes me feel like I'm the crazy one sometimes.
Well, that could be, too.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Right.
You're right, John. It probably is.
All right. Both can be true. Sorry, Raquel. Yes, thanks a lot.
Raquel, our $100 gas card. How are the gas prices doing? I haven't really paid attention. Are they still slowly coming down? Is that better?
Down some. I think I paid $5.75, which is off the $6.09 peak.
Are you still going to your gas station that you
found? Although one in my neighborhood is
off-brand,
is within 2 cents of the off-brand place in Van Nuys. So I have two stations now very close to each other.
Right.
But I think 569. I should correct that. 569 was the last I paid. Although they'll do 559 in cash, but you know, you got to carry $118 on you. I like that, the cash price.
Oh, I know. That's because they want to avoid the credit card fees.
Yeah, I understand. Credit card fees are steep.
I don't think these gas station operators are—they're not making a lot of money off the.
No, and you know what I found out? Most of the gas stations that carry big name brands, like Shell or Chevron, they're not owned by Shell or Chevron. They just pay a licensing fee for the sign. So people feel like, oh my God, look how much this Shell station or Chevron is charging these big oil companies. It's like, no, that's the local guy. And it's not even a franchisee. He's just paying a license fee to put up that logo.
But I heard they are the ones that set the prices at their station. And that would make sense because they have to be competitive. They'd have to pick the prices.
You mean the owner?
Yeah, the owner of the gas station. It's not set by the oil company.
It's not. And so people are just responding to their local market. Like the guy in... I think it was a Beverly Drive in L.A. near the Fairfax District.
Oh, the one charging like $8?
Yeah, he said, well, that's what people will pay here.
And he also says he has high rents to have a gas station in that location.
Yeah, and he makes most of his money off the convenience store, and he actually uses the convenience store to test out products because he has a consulting business for products, and he just charges $7 because there's a lot of wealthy people that drive through or people who get lost or whatever. So, you know, that's just his market. But elsewhere, it's like you go to Van Nuys, it's like, yeah, the guy's selling it for, $5.65 or whatever.
All right. Well, congratulations. And, of course, we'll continue to give away gas cards on KFI. It's to Bill Handel at 9 in the morning. Gary and Shannon, the 11 o'clock hour. We're doing in the 5 o'clock hour in Conway. Your last chance to win for today comes up at 7 o'clock. When we come back. Thanks to John Kupal, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. He does write a column that appears in a number of media publications around California. He tells us what happened because, you know, they're still discussing what to do about the high gas prices in Sacramento, whether or not to send us all checks or just some of us checks. But there was, of course, an attempt by some Republicans to repeal temporarily California's gas tax. And you remember that bill that got gutted and amended? They tore it out and turned it into a gas tax hike. We'll talk about that because there's one more chapter worth talking about coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Making news this afternoon. The Republican-led Senate in Florida has decided to end or strip Disney of its privilege tax and self-governing status.
They did vote for this?
The state Senate in Florida, yes.
Wow.
So I guess it has to pass the other chamber, and then the governor said he's in favor of it, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, DeSantis doesn't screw around, does he?
No. It could see two Florida counties saddled with $1 billion of debt currently owned by Walt Disney World. Orange and Osceola counties may end up shouldering the huge sum amid the toxic fallout between the governor of Florida and the company and Disney and the whole bill, that bill about don't say gay.
I didn't know this. It's a 39-square-mile area that Disney was given to govern. And so it's treated, somebody told me, it's almost like an Indian reservation.
Yeah, I was going to say it is. It's its own, right.
They get to,
it's called the Reedy Creek Improvement District.
Right. So they get to set their own taxes and their own governing rules.
Yeah, self-contained government is what they have there.
So, and they
55-year-old deal.
They have developed it into the theme parks and the hotels and everything connected with all that over a 39-square-mile lot. And there's a lot of these in Florida. There's a lot of these special districts and all over the country, too. It's you know, if a company's going to bring in, airports are like this, too, for example. That's usually their own governing district.
Right.
And DeSantis was so pissed at Disney interfering with the sex education bill, banning it for kindergarten through third grade, that he said, fine, if this is how you're going to behave, we're going to strip away that special status you have. And I think everybody thought it was just talk, right? But now, the thing is, it was a stupid thing for Disney to do for a lot of reasons. But for one thing, most parents in Florida were against this idea of teaching about sexuality and gender and the whole business. Even the majority of Democrats were against it. Like, what did they go stomping into Florida for? This is the hill they want to die on? And DeSantis is ready to shoot them. it's just fascinating. I mean, this has really gotten out of hand. Now, obviously, Disney brings in a tremendous amount of business and revenue into the state, tax revenue and all that, responsible for a lot of jobs, but it's not like they can pick up and move to Tennessee tomorrow. So
this is where Newsom's going to dive in and offer them something, right? To bring back more of their operations here.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I tell you, DeSantis is going to be a really strong candidate for president, which is a lot of people probably cheering this on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at, apparently, Piers Morgan sat down with Trump. Oh, my God. Talk about a pair of bombastic people.
Yeah, something bad happened there, right?
Oh, yeah, apparently. All hell broke loose, it says in the story. Apparently, they started out by handing him a document. And Pierce said, well, what is this? It's a collection of quotes you've apparently said about President Trump in the past 2 years. Someone sent it to him in the last hour, and the quotes are not good. In fact, they're really bad. That was at the start of the interview with Trump.
Well, Piers Morgan ripped on Trump constantly.
Over the stolen election.
Stolen election. Yeah, he was a Trump fan. Trump had Piers Morgan on The Apprentice 1 year.
Oh, that's right.
You know, and I think he did well. And so they were kind of friends, but there was always a rivalry, and they were always publicly jousting with each other. And then Trump went off the deep end about the election.
Right. He was his first Celebrity Apprentice contestant. No, so that was a Celebrity Apprentice show, right?
The Celebrity Apprentice show, yeah.
Right.
And helped kind of launch his popularity or his notoriety here in America. And so he's supposed to sit down with Trump for this big interview, and then somebody said, hey, you know what Piers Morgan actually says about you? Which was no secret because he published this in his columns, his columns that run here and in England.
Apparently, this is part of what happened. Trump came in the room, didn't give his usual greeting, sat down across from Piers Morgan's writing this in his column, so, but I would imagine this audio. And apparently Trump said he was staring at me across the desk with undisguised fury, clutching this document titled Piers Morgan's Comments About President Trump. And he held it out to Piers Morgan and said, "What the bleep is this?" Then he started reading the quotes. "Trump's a supreme narcissist. His pathetic antics in the past few weeks since losing the election in November have been utterly contemptible. Trump's now too dangerous. He's morphed into a monster that I no longer recognize as someone I considered to be a friend and thought I knew. He's now acting like a mafia mob boss." These are all alleged quotes from Piers Morgan about Trump.
Piers Morgan's another one of these supreme narcissists.
Each time he read a comment, he stared at me over the document with mounting rage in his eyes.
Jeez. Imagine getting upset over what Piers Morgan thinks of you.
I know.
Because he's another just bombastic blowhard.
I've never seen him so livid or felt so uncomfortable in his presence as I did in his office. He was almost foaming at the mouth, kept shaking his head slowly and menacingly at me. There was no point trying to deny the quotes. I said them and I meant them. I've always been critical of you and I felt you deserved it. But as you know, I've also written and said many supportive things about you.
Okay.
This is a one-sided hatchet job designed to stop you doing our interview.
So did Trump walk out?
It says here, Trump then said, "Well, it's a hatchet job on me." Then he read another line. And I think Trump just wanted to have this tirade reading the quotes.
He's a grown man.
Sounds like they went back and forth over the quotes. And that was an interview, but I don't think it was quite the... I can't read the whole thing. It's pretty long. Yeah. Oh, he got 75 minutes with him.
Yeah.
The longest I ever had with Trump on camera. It was fascinating, riveting, sometimes hilarious. Oh, so I guess it kind of veered in different directions.
Yeah, well, that's what Trump is like. He has a huge fit and screams at you, and then an hour later he's forgotten about it, and you're his buddy again.
Yeah.
I mean, he did that with people like Ted Cruz, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He can't, in the moment, he's extremely thin-skinned, and he can't handle it. I don't know what psychological damage there is there.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see DeSantis really go for it against Trump.
But I think that's going to happen.
I'd like the Trump policies.
It's clear DeSantis is angling to run for president.
I'd like the Trump policies without all the Trump nonsense. And DeSantis seems like he can control himself.
Yeah, I think that's how people will approach it. But it's tough imagining beating Trump.
I know, that's the thing.
One-on-one.
I saw an article about a woman who did a focus group. It's her business. And she did a focus group on Trump supporters who believe his election claims. And she says they believe his claims, but they don't know why. They can't articulate it. They don't have any evidence. They don't have any specific stories or, "Hey, look at this. Oh, I know this." It's just they know something is wrong. That was the general reaction from the Trump voters. We know there's something wrong here that shouldn't have happened. We went to bed and he was winning. We woke up and he wasn't.
Now,
they didn't trust the mail-in late vote, which switched the election.
Oh, by the way, this came in the last hour or two. South Carolina's highest court has issued a stay blocking the state from carrying out the firing squad execution. Oh, well.
Ah, jeez.
Scheduled for April 29th.
It was going to be such a good day today.
So it's not happening. Well, it wasn't today, but it was in 10 days. If
you were here, we'd give you a little wine. We're celebrating the last day in the studio here.
You're just moving like down the hall.
I know, but it's 18 years. It's the end of an era.
I don't know why you people make so much of a room.
I mean, it's my last.
This is the very last newscast that's going to be done in this news booth.
And Deborah did the first newscast.
Yes, I did. The very first newscast when I was working here just on the weekends. I was the very first person to move and do the news from Koreatown to Burbank in this room.
So weirdly, you did the first newscast.
And the last. The oh, last that's one. So true. Yeah. Wow.
All right, we got more coming up.
We miss you, Ken.
We've got some Chardonnay for you if you'd like.
Yeah.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
Crickets.
Really, control your enthusiasm.
Well, how come you guys aren't celebrating 420 by getting high on pot or something?
Because we're not potheads.
You could. Become one.
I never got into it.
It could change your life. How about a chewable?
Huh?
Brownie.
the edible. Deborah's had a few of those. Chewable. That's your vitamin.
Well, but I think don't they call them chewables too?
Uh,
I don't gummies. Think so. Gummies, yeah.
Gummies.
Gummies are chewable. By the way, I said before how Netflix is like super woke with the programs they produce and with what they try to push on you.
I'm trying to think of what I watch on Netflix and whether or not it's super woke, and I can't even come up with
It's stuff within the programs.
Oh.
They've got a story in the Post about Elon Musk. He thinks Netflix is losing subscribers because the programming has been infected with, quote, the woke mind virus, and it's made the streaming service unwatchable. He didn't specify the shows, but earlier this year, Netflix released He's Expecting, a Japanese language comedy drama about a man who becomes pregnant.
Well, it's a comedy, so it's kind of a spoof.
And they also had something, a show called Dear White People, an original series about black students' experiences at an Ivy League college. This caused a stir. Some people said it was a racist portrayal of white people. You know somebody on which show?
Dear White People. I went to elementary school with one of the actresses.
Oh, is that some ultra woke thing, or is it a gag?
Yeah, it's a pretty woke show, yeah.
All right. Well, I won't watch that.
No. Well, Elon Musk is about to rule the world, so we ought to just pay attention.
Whatever he likes, whatever he wants.
You know, he's so rich, he's so bored that he's dabbling into Twitter and putting out all these opinions about everything.
You wonder Netflix. What you would do if you had, you know, $270 billion.
Is that what it is now? $273 billion
was the last thing. Oh, and he got a big stock bump today because Tesla came in ahead of earnings.
But that's all on paper. I mean, you'd have to sell all that stock. And
yeah, but he can borrow against it or use some of it to buy Twitter.
Oh,
so I mean, they treat it as real money.
Right. Here's a story you don't hear every day. We talk about government officials who are corrupt and who steal. Obviously, there's enough of them lined up, especially in L.A. city government, including a lot that go to Vegas and seem to like to deal in the poker chips, or rather gaming chips, and turn them in for cash. But now we have the guy that used to be the general manager of a water district in Central Valley. You know what he stole?
What?
Water.
Oh, my goodness.
$25 million worth over 23 years.
What?
He's 75 years old. His name is Dennis Falashi. And a federal grand jury just returned a 5-count indictment against him. It was quite a little scheme that he worked up. He was the general manager. This is up in Fresno and Merced counties. For something called the Panoche Water District.
Where did he put it?
He sold it.
It's not like stealing a watch.
In other words, he took federal water and he kind of moved it into his district and sold it. You see how this works?
Uh-huh.
Apparently, they found out that some aging, abandoned drain turnout on a canal was leaking water into a canal next to it. So a gate inside a pipe that connected the two canals had been cemented shut years earlier when the drain was abandoned, but the cement had cracked. After learning about the leak, Falashi told the water district employees to install a new gate inside the standpipe, which could be opened and closed on demand. He later told the employee to put in a lid with a lock on top of the standpipe and some sort of elbow pipe angled into the water district's canal. So basically what they were able to do was, because that water technically belongs to the feds, they kind of drained it over into the water district supply so that he could then sell it. And apparently he used some of the money for personal expenses. He paid himself and others exorbitant salaries, fringe benefits, and personal expense reimbursements. So it isn't like he went out and bought a car, but what he did was he just raised everybody's pay, including his own. And then I guess if they went out for a fantastic dinner for no reason at all, he would expense it to the water district.
And the federal water district employees didn't notice the 25 million gallons missing?
Because it was over 23 years.
That's still a million gallons of water.
A year.
Yeah. I know. If you had that dumped on your head,
through there, they didn't catch him until the drought. They discovered the drain pipe because of the drought. It lowered the canal's water level enough for the pipe, the lid, and the drain turn out to be discovered by authorities. And that's when they started their investigation, and they charged him. He's also charged with failing to report over $900,000 in income to the IRS.
Yeah.
That he received from these private water sales is what he was up to.
Well, how do you report that income? You can't.
You don't.
Right? That's the problem.
I was dealing water on the side. Here's what I made.
These guys always get nailed on tax evasion, even more than the original crime, because sometimes the original crime is hard to prove. But the money's real, and you can't report it. So you can't put on your form, water I stole.
I was going to say, though, of all the corrupt government people we've reported on over the years, I've never heard of somebody stealing water. I think that's why he got away with it for so long. No one would think of it.
Nobody think that's possible or practical. Yeah.
All right. Well, you're signing off.
We're signing off. Last show in the studio after 18 years. Then we move down the hall, and then we move over to the other side of the building. It's going to be a very busy, chaotic year. Conway's next. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. No, I can't do it right. KFI and KOST HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.